leaning more towards doing it. I look at the future of the country, and I think we need the right leadership, and leadership that's able to not just win an election, but once you have, manage and change a large, complex government. And that's what I tried to do in New York, and I know that if I had the opportunity, I could do that in Washington. And I think the American people realize that we need to reduce the size and the intrusiveness of Washington and give people confidence in the future.
How close are you to making a decision, and what are you ruminating about in making the decision?
You know, I don't have a time frame on that. I just, the main thing is seeing what the public reaction is when I go out and meet people, because I haven't been in public office in a while, and people are saying, it's nice to meet you. Where have you been? And the answer is I've been in the private sector, learning the other side. I had plenty of experience in government. You know, I think a lot of people are talking about what they would do if they had the chance, but not many of them can talk about what they have done. And I look at the economy, I look at Washington, it's far too big, it's far too powerful and too intrusive, and we need to change it. So I think the need for change is the greatest I've seen in my lifetime. The change has to be in Washington. This is a great country. We have the entrepreneurs, we have the work ethic, we have the skills across this country for Americans to believe in the future. It should be one of the most optimistic times ever in the history of the country. And yet, because of government, people are wondering about the future. I want to take away that wonder and give them that sense of optimism.
You are, some would say, a more liberal-leaning Republican. Would that place you at a disadvantage with some of those that have already declared their race for the presidency?
You know, I'm the only person ever in the history of the state to have been elected governor once, let alone three times, running as a conservative on the conservative party line. I put in place tough policies on criminal justice, reducing the size of the government, requiring work and welfare. But I do believe that social issues that many in my party want to see Washington dictate what people in states do should be left to the states and to the people. I don't want to see politicians in Washington telling us how we have to live our lives. And that does set me apart from some of the other candidates in the party.
What do you make of the current declared candidates and the ones that are considered the front runners?
You know, I think there's a tremendous depth of quality in the Republican field this year, and I think that's a very positive thing. But ultimately, I think we need someone who can actually prove that they have the ability to change things and to get things done as opposed to talking about them. I think we need someone who has a vision for the future and someone who the American people believe can bring us together instead of dividing us.
What are the key issues that should be discussed in a presidential campaign?
First of all, national security. I believe that given what's happening in the world, we are at greater risk of being attacked again than we've been at any time since September 11th. We cannot look the other way. Well, Iran is very close to having nuclear weapons and rockets to launch those rockets against our allies. So national security is the most important. The second is to grow our economy. And to do that, we have to reduce the intrusiveness and the expensiveness of Washington. And we have to bring back manufacturing jobs, inspire the entrepreneurial spirit. I look to the future and I look at what's happening in energy and medicine and transportation and communications, and we should look and see the 21st century as the greatest, most exciting time ever. I do. But too many Americans look in despair, and I think it's largely because of failed government leadership.
Hillary Clinton, obviously she is the announced Democratic candidate right now. Debate whether
the first she announced.
How challenging will she be as a competitor, whether it's you or another Republican running against her?
You know, it's easy to take political shots, and I certainly have a very different philosophy than Secretary Clinton. But when she was a senator, we worked well together. I'm extremely disappointed in her career as Secretary of State. I think it's just been a disaster, really, for the American people. But ultimately, the Republicans can't just attack her. They have to have a positive vision, a message that connects not just with Republicans and independents, but with some Democrats.
We had a Monmouth University poll come out recently where the respondents believed that New York State was the most corrupt state in the country. You are thinking about a run for president. Do you have any concerns that the ethics debate and problems that we're seeing in New York could put a stain on any possible presidential campaign?
No, I'm not worried about that at all. I'm very proud of my 12 years as governor, and I had people with tremendous integrity. We left with the state in very good condition, and I think the image of our state government is certainly far better than it is today, sadly. You know, it's just been one indictment after another since I've left, and I just believe it's the right thing to have aggressive prosecutors looking to make sure that our public representatives, in fact, are putting the public interest as the only interest. And sadly, in too many cases, that hasn't been the case.
What do you make of Governor Andrew Cuomo's trip to Cuba?
I'm not going to criticize Governor Cuomo. I went to Cuba a few years ago as part of a mission, and I was appalled, to be perfectly honest. It was just tragic to see how the party leadership was so unconcerned about the interests of the people. So it's disappointing to me that Cuba, without having to change that totalitarian Stalinist leadership, is now by the United States being taken off the list of terrorist states.
He's gone there for a trade mission. Should we even consider trade then?
Certainly, I'm not going to criticize the governor. I don't believe that I would have been as interested in pursuing trade with a Marxist, Stalinist state without them reforming significantly.
Republican George Pataki served as New York's 53rd governor from 1995 through 2006. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.